This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Some 800,000 federal employees are out of work during the shutdown. But don't forget about government contractors. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports on how they can face trouble, even if they're not furloughed.
Like everything relating to the government shutdown, the question of whether a particular contractor is still on the job is, it depends. For instance, many contractors doing jobs where the money's preloaded can keep going, unless, say, they need a furloughed employee to sign off on something. Attorney Elizabeth Farrell is a partner in government contracts at McKenna, Long & Aldridge.
I had one client who has a construction project going, and the actual site is now shuttered. It's locked up.
Big companies like, say, Boeing may keep workers on payroll but shift them around to work on other projects. But what about smaller companies? Alan Schwatkin is with the Professional Services Council, a trade group for government contractors.
I know many of our smaller companies who will probably suck it up longer because in the professional services world, the most valuable commodity you have is the people you have working for them.
And replacing them doesn't come cheap. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.